Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast, your source for the latest updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, great to be here. Today we're diving into a crucial topic for the industry, health and safety, with insights from Lachlan Nisbet of Brabner's.
Right Daniel, as 2025 approaches, there are a lot of changes on the horizon. Let's start by talking about the key points Lachlan highlighted.
Absolutely, the aerospace sector is facing new legislation affecting procurement, cybercrime, data protection, and employment law, and we're still waiting for the government's industrial strategy. But with all these changes, health and safety remains a top priority.
That makes sense. The data shows work-related injuries cost UK businesses over £7 billion in 2023 alone. That's a staggering amount.
Yeah, and for the aerospace sector, the regulations are even more stringent. Breaches could mean huge financial and reputational damage.
I see, so how does this affect different types of businesses, especially the SMEs?
Well, SMEs are a big part of the sector, employing over 280,000 people in Europe, but they often struggle with compliance costs. When budgets tighten, these are usually the first to be cut.
Wow, that is concerning. And with 33.7 million working days lost to work-related issues last year, the impact is huge.
Exactly, that's why proactive health and safety strategies are essential. Many companies react only after a breach occurs, but that's not effective.
So what's the solution? How can businesses stay ahead?
Lachlan mentions comprehensive risk assessments as a cornerstone. By identifying potential risks and implementing preventative measures, businesses can reduce the likelihood of incidents.
And it's not just about identifying risks. The systems need to be dynamic, right?
Right, health and safety systems should be living and breathing processes. Regular reviews and reassessments are necessary, especially as risks evolve.
I wonder how Brabner's is helping with this.
They've launched Brabner's Protect, a new consultancy offering. It provides an initial status review to identify risk areas, and then develops a bespoke health and safety program.
That sounds like a solid approach. What about the benefits for businesses?
Businesses get access to specialist consultants, ongoing reviews, training, and on-site consultancy. The goal is to make sure they're always inspection ready without overbuying services.
And Lachlan emphasizes that health and safety should be a brilliant basic in 2025. It's all about preparing for the year of opportunity while staying compliant.
Absolutely. For those interested in learning more, they can reach out to Lachlan at lachlannisbet@brabners.com.
Thanks, Daniel. That was a comprehensive overview of health and safety in the aerospace sector. As always, stay tuned for more updates on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
And remember, a proactive approach to health and safety is key to thriving in this dynamic industry. Until next time.